In the anime and manga community, we get bothered when a story triggers us. But have we ever considered that writing a story that triggers ourselves could be the greatest thing we ever do for our story? What's up, guys? It's Chuck West, and welcome back to the Anime Storytelling Show. Very special welcome to our first-time listeners. It's a show where we discuss how anime, anime music, and everything else in between inspires us to tell great stories. Yes, we're going to be talking about triggers today, about being triggered. I haven't talked about this in a long time, but I was watching some new anime today, and it made me realize that being triggered can be a good thing. That is, if you're the one doing the triggering when it comes to telling your own story. So, Bloom Into You. That is the name of the currently top-rated anime on Anatrends.com, also known as Anime Trending. I wanted to get more in tune with what's really hot in the anime community today, other than Goblin Slayer. I know we've been on that for a while. So I checked it out, Bloom Into You. Now, I'm only one episode deep, but already this show is giving me the feels. Oh, yeah. So what's Bloom Into You about? Well, so far, Bloom Into You is a high school romance story. Haven't heard that before, right? Where a girl starting high school for the first time, freshman year, has been asked out by her childhood friend. Ugh. I already know where this is going, huh? Of course, she decides to say no. Now, this in itself can be a very triggering subject. Let's not forget what happened with Darling in the Franxx. When Hiro was convinced that he wanted to pursue 02 and how much he cared, his jealous childhood friend, Ichigo, decided to chain him down, keep him from seeing the girl he loved, and everybody went crazy. The anime community went crazy. So many memes came up on Twitter and in other parts of social media talking about, I hate Ichigo, talking about, I'm going to do this to Ichigo, I'm going to do that, violence this, violence that, you know. Now, this is something, the Darling in the Franxx example, I did mention in a previous episode. But the reason I want to bring the idea of being triggered back is because I really want to dive into the idea of how if you are in control of the trigger, that is, if you are writing a story and you realize there's something that really triggers you, that particular trigger could be the thing that really pulls your audience in. Watching Bloom Into You and watching the main character decide that she was not going to date her childhood friend and take over a month to decide as he frantically texted her over and over saying, have you decided yet? I really need to know. Please come see me. Please talk to me. Please reply to my text. This, this, that, that. Now, I'm going to be open. I'm going to make myself vulnerable really quick. The reason that this triggered me personally is because I know what it's like to be in a situation where you like somebody, you tell them, that person makes you wait and wait and wait. And convinced that this person is the one for you, you sit and wait. That's what I did. And then later found out she wasn't interested. This happened to me a couple of times when I was younger. And as I was watching Bloom Into You, I could feel myself tense up a little bit. But you see, right there, That's the sweet spot of storytelling. We're trying to evoke emotions in our viewers and our listeners when we tell our stories. Because if we're not evoking emotion, what are we doing? We're just boring people, right? Can't have that shit. So this is what I mean when I say we should use our triggers to our advantage. Do we think that we are the only ones that are triggered by something? Do you think that you're the only person who gets pissed off when you're waiting on, I'm going to use an old school term here, you're waiting on pins and needles for someone to reply back to you with their feelings, only to find out you're not going to get the relationship you wanted? You're not the only person who gets bothered by that. I know I'm not. But you see, that kind of pain, that kind of emotional release, that kind of tension, that is what draws people in. Again, I talked about this a little bit a couple months ago in my Darling in the Franxx episode. But I'm bringing it back to say, when it comes to what triggers you, what really makes you upset, making that the core of your story will not only add fire and passion to your story, but it will draw in the viewers and listeners who feel the same way you do. I have an old mentor who told me something very recently when it comes to how to really give to your community, whichever community you're giving to. In this case, we're talking about anime and music. And this may sound a bit harsh, but what he said was, alienate the people who don't matter so that you can focus on giving to the people who do. I'm going to say it again. Alienate the people who don't matter so that you can focus on giving and loving the people who do. Now, am I saying that you should blatantly talk shit about someone who may not be significant in your life? No. I'm not saying be a dick. I'm simply saying, if what you're writing about alienates certain people, in other words, they can't relate, if they cannot relate to what you're saying or what you're talking about, then your story is not for them. The people who can relate to your pain, the people who can relate to your joy, the people who can relate to whatever gets you emotional, those are the people that you need to be talking to, the people that we need to be talking to. And that is why anime like Bloom Into You is such a thrill for me. And I'm willing to bet that it'll be a thrill for many others as well. So as we tell our stories to the people that matter to us most, the people who can relate to what we've been through and who we are, we should never be afraid to trigger them. Yeah, we may stir up some drama, but drama is what makes a story so awesome. That's all for now, guys. Check out Bloom Into You. It's a good anime. And get triggered. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.